What's next for the Speaker? I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. As polls show, Republicans headed for a House majority after the midterms. Current Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats can still hold the chamber.
Speaker Pelosi says with roughly 2 weeks before Election Day, Democrats are getting people out to vote. While Republicans have focused on the economy and crime, Democrats have championed abortion rights. Speaker Pelosi says one doesn't outweigh the other.
It's about both. And I can tell you that that issue is very, very provocative.
Pelosi opposed the overturn of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. While polling shows a likely House majority for Republicans, Senate control is still a toss-up, with Democrats hoping to improve on the current 50-50 split.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Among the tight races as we near the midterms, the race for governor in Arizona. Republican Carrie Lake told Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that her opponent, Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, is too incompetent for the job after she keeps declining a traditional debate.
I mean, I've called her incompetent because she is. She's only showed up for work 19 days in the last 6 months.
Lake earlier this month released a letter she sent to a PBS station asking it to cancel her opponent's interview and hold a debate instead. Russia's defense chief claims that Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a dirty bomb to scatter radioactive waste. The allegation was strongly rejected by Ukrainian and British officials. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegations in phone calls today with his counterparts from the United States, Britain, France, and Turkey. A dirty bomb doesn't have the devastating effect of a nuclear explosion, but it could expose broad areas to radioactive contamination. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Iran's Atomic Energy Agency alleged today that hackers acting on behalf of an unidentified foreign country broke into a subsidiary's network and had free access to its email system. This after protesters took to the streets yesterday.
A global show of support as protesters face a violent government crackdown in Iran. Chanting crowds wearing green, white, and red, rallying in Berlin, Washington, Los Angeles, and elsewhere. The protests were sparked by the death of 22-year-old Masha Amini while in custody of the country's morality police.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, that Iranian woman at the heart of the protests, was arrested for not wearing her headwear properly. A shot of winter weather hitting parts of the West this weekend.
Big cold front stretching over the mountains. Those temperatures drop back behind that system. There is snow falling and it is going to be at times fairly heavy snow. We have winter weather alerts stretching from Colorado all the way up to Montana, some areas getting as much as a foot of total snowfall.
Fox weather meteorologist Adam Klotz. There's the threat for severe thunderstorms for portions of the plains and upper Mississippi Valley. The second and final race of the Formula One season on American soils just getting underway in Austin.
Last year's race winner Red Bull's Max Verstappen may have already won the championship in the last race in Japan, but that isn't stopping a capacity crowd from flooding the Circuit of the Americas in Austin to catch the Formula One action. The battle, however, is still contentious for the Constructors' Championship, with Red Bull trying to secure their first season win since 2013. Ferrari's mathematically still in it, though. In the end, it's Ferrari's Carlos Sainz on provisional pole, Verstappen in second, and Lewis Hamilton rounding out the top three. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
In NASCAR, the Dixie Vodka 400 is underway in Miami, one of only three remaining races in the NASCAR season. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.